Hi, this week the question is, if the church doesn't matter, then what? This is part one. Perhaps you're like many people today who view the church as nice but not necessary. Many people look at the church like this. They view it as a good organization that has many good points about it, but they don't view it as essential to their well-being. Suppose for a moment this is right. Suppose that the church doesn't really matter. Suppose that we could get along without the church just as well as with it. What would this imply? First and foremost, this would mean that the blood of Jesus Christ was absolutely unnecessary. It would mean that God sent Jesus to die on the cross and shed his blood, but it was all a waste of time. Why do I say this? Listen to the following passage of Scripture. In Acts 20, verse 28, the Bible says he purchased the church with his own blood. Again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Do you see the significance of these passages? Jesus gave himself for the church. He shed his blood and purchased the church with his blood. If the church is unnecessary, the only logical conclusion is that Jesus wasted his time dying on the cross. What is the church? The church is obviously not a building because Jesus did not die for a building. The church is a group of people who have obeyed the gospel and have been forgiven of their sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." In Acts 2, verse 41, those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. In verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The people who obeyed and were baptized were added by the Lord to the church. Now, answer these simple and logical questions. How many people were baptized and added to the church? Well, all of them, 3,000. How many baptized people were left out of the church? Well, not one. How many unbaptized people were added by the Lord to the church? Not one. The church, then, is all people who have obeyed the terms of salvation, having been baptized for the remission of sins. When people do this, the Lord himself adds people to his church or group of saved people, which he purchases with his own blood. In other words, what these passages are trying to tell us, if we listen, is that no one can be saved outside the Lord's church. You cannot be saved in a community church. You cannot be saved in a man-made denomination. Only the Lord's church was purchased by the Lord's blood. Men cannot invent churches that are just as good as the Lord's church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9, "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." In Psalm 127 verse 1, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." My friend, if you're not a member of the church built by the Lord, you are laboring in vain, according to this passage. And we say this humbly, you need to know this for your own good. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's www.willofthelord.com. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider another subject on Bible Talk.